From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Bloch.
Well, hello, it's you. Dungarees, red jacket shirt. If you please, my boogie woogie, boogie woogie, boogie woogie country girl.
If it's boogie woogie or swamp blues, big band jazz, or anything that moves, the eight-piece band Roomful of Blues has got it going on. The band, started by guitarist Duke Robillard in Rhode Island back in 1967, and still swinging. Nearly 50 musicians have cycled through Roomful of Blues over the decades. We're joined in our studios by two longtime members of Roomful of Blues, saxophonist Rich Letai. And Rich, you've been in the band the longest at this point.
38 years, approximately.
38, yes. Approximately, give or take. And the second-ranking band member, guitarist and band leader, Chris Vachon. Chris, you've only got 20 years in the band.
Well, 18.
18, okay, almost yeah. 20. Yeah. Chris, you've talked before about trying to take your audiences on sort of a musical journey through different styles.
Right.
Talk about some of those styles and how they differ.
Well, we have, you know, the band actually started out as kind of like a Chicago blues band before the horns. When the horns came on, the band was able to do influences from like Kansas City and New Orleans and stuff like that. And because of the fact that we have all of these different influences, we're able to sort of present all of those styles over the night, over the show, and I think that keeps us interested, and, you know, I think it keeps the audience interested, so it's not the same thing, you know, it's like a little bit of a journey.
It must be fun when you're changing the dynamic and changing the tempo on stage to watch the dance crowd and see what's going on out there. Are you paying attention to that?
Oh,
what's
sure.
going on
yeah.
on the dance
Oh, yeah,
floor?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's how you build the show.
Are you trying to sort of figure out their energy level and...
Yeah. We're trying to get them going.
Trying to raise their energy.
They don't have any. Yeah, we're trying to. I mean, you know, if they don't have any, we're going to give it to them. You know.
And sometimes the opposite. Sometimes they give us energy. You know. Which,
if you drive 12 hours and get out of the bus to play, you need a little bit of. You know, you need something back too. You know.
If there's only three people and they're all sleeping, it's not going to be too good of a gig. But it has a lot to do with the audience and the. The interplay between the two.
Works out best most times, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's not too many nights where you don't want to be there.
Well, I guess if there were, you wouldn't be here after
no,
that's
no,
right.
I wouldn't be here after 38 years.
Well, sweet potato rolling around my mind. Now she never known a three big day.
Got a pretty new vocalist in your group, Dave
yes,
Howard.
Do, Dave yep. Howard, yeah. Yep. He joined on with the. This is his first record with us, Raising a Ruckus.
And he's got this great gravelly sound.
He does, yes. He's got that smoky voice.
He's a veteran himself. He's been around for quite a long time.
Yeah. We got Dave because we liked his writing as well. You know, so he writes tunes and he contributed to the record.
One of Dave's songs here is "Sweet Petite."
Right.
Yeah.
Chris, tell me about this, one of the songs you wrote on the new CD. It's called Solid Jam.
Yeah. Well, that's just kind of a lover's tune, I guess, you know. I don't even know. It was just kind of one of those things, a little riff that got into my head while I was walking my dogs.
And, you were walking your dogs.
After a couple of days, I had the words.
I'm a big-time lover. That's what I am.
That was the inspiration for the sort of torchy love song.
Well, you know, that's where you get your ideas, actually. You know, I've gotten ideas from songs from painting the house. I mean, just doing stuff that kind of lets your mind go blank. Stuff starts coming in.
Green knocks on the window, and you know here I am. About 3 hours later, you hear the back door slam. Then you know you got your love. Solid jam. Now it ain't black magic or a sleight of hand. So don't you
Rich, do you ever have a young saxophone player coming up to you at a gig and saying, how do I do what you're doing?
Yeah, we get that once in a while. It's a lot of fun to see people, see young kids, you know, getting interested in this kind of music, because there's not a whole lot playing this kind of stuff.
What do you tell them when they're asking you, you know, give me some advice?
Well, I try to steer them towards the right kind of stuff to listen to, and tell them to go back to listen to the original guys. Go listen to Count Basie. Go listen to the Buddy Johnson Orchestra. I don't know if you ever heard of them, but they're kind of the original rock and roll big band, or R&B big band. Red Prysock is a tenor sax player from the 40s and 50s, who was a great R&B tenor sax player. There's so many. I could go on and on.
Notice about audiences and how they've changed over the years, besides that they're probably looking younger and younger all the time. Chris?
Might be a little more difficult these days to get people out because they have so many things that they can do without having to go out, but I think it's important for people to come out and be involved in live music, because it's just something you're not going to get off the computer, or you're not going to get it off the radio or whatever. It's just, you have to be there. It's like being at a parade or something. You know?
Or even seeing,
feeling those drums and, you know what I mean? It's a lot of fun, and I think people really love to get involved in it once they're there.
Get it right up through their feet.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much to you both for coming in.
Well, thanks for having us.
That's Rich Letai and Chris Vachon. The new CD from Roomful of Blues is Raisin' a Ruckus. On Sunday, they'll play a memorial concert in Rhode Island for their longtime trumpeter, Bob Enos. He died of a heart attack hours after the band played a show in Atlanta in January. You can hear songs from their latest CD at npr.org/music.
I'm looking back with such affection.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.